This episode and every episode of Time with God is sponsored by listeners like you. Help us continue to create this podcast and inspire other people in their walk with God. Visit patreon.com/John Markham. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And all things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John 1:1-5. The Gospel of John, just like the book of Genesis, doesn't begin by defending the existence of God, but by asserting his reality. But John takes it much deeper, more personal, more significant, more life-changing. He introduces us to the Word. We find out a few verses later in verse 14 that this Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This Word is none other than Jesus. And if the Bible is the written Word of God, then Jesus is the incarnated Word. He said of himself in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, that he did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it, referring to what we think of now as the Old Testament. Back in Genesis 1, we see that God created all of reality with his mere words. In John 1, we see that Jesus is the Word, and that all things were created by him and through him. But this Word was not merely passive, some creation or iteration of God, but that he is and always has been part of God, equal to God, one with God. And it says that this Word was the light of men, but that the darkness didn't understand him. And that's exactly our challenge, to understand him. It tells us that the darkness did not comprehend him. People are often too afraid of seeing the light that is Jesus. Because we know deep down that the light exposes our own darkness, and that can be uncomfortable. But while Jesus does, in fact, shine his light through us, that light is not an interrogation, it is an invitation. An invitation to be healed, an invitation to find peace, an invitation to be made whole, an invitation to be with him. But to do so will require us to step out of the darkness of our fears, our doubts, and our insecurities, and perhaps even the darkness of all the wrong information that we may have received and believed about him. As we begin this devotional podcast, nothing is more important than understanding these two questions: who is Jesus, and what does the Bible have for me? I am to help you understand both. But this is so much more than just an informational podcast. I don't just want to give you some tidbits for your day. I want to give you the tools to know God and to know his Word and to experience Jesus Christ in your day-to-day life. This isn't just an informational podcast. This is a transformational pursuit. To answer these questions is going to require something of you. And to accept what you find will fundamentally change how you see yourself, others, your values, and the world. This changes everything. And you just stepped onto that journey with me. So welcome to Time with God. Let's begin. Scripture is quoted in the New American Standard Version. Music today is provided by Alcifer Lake. Thank you for listening. Please visit my blog, johnmarkham.org, for more content. And as always, please like, comment, and share on social media.